Dubai Eye
103.8. The world of rugby. We know it's one of the growth sports here in the UAE. And there are no shortage of great clubs. There are no shortage of great initiatives, great camps and academies here. But there are a shortage of truly world-class international players who've come to town and put their legendary names to their own academy. Until recently, that is.
Oh, that's juggly Duval's interception. No, surely it's going to be tried. Does Phillips have the leg? It's Mike Phillips. Cordero hunting him down. Phillips looks inside. North is there. But the dummy is enough. And Mike Phillips goes the length of the field to score.
Well, that's what they needed. But George North, just watch the supporting run of George North that takes both defenders away from Mike Phillips.
There is a little wry grin on his face, not just in that video clip, but also here in the studio as well. It is a warm welcome to the agenda. Two former Wales, British and Irish Lions, Sale, Racing 92, Ospreys, Cardiff Blue, Scarlets. Well, rugby legend. And now, UAE Dubai resident, Mr. Mike Phillips. Philly, good to have you in studio.
Hello, good morning.
Just on that little comment, on that little clip as well, because that's a very off-played a try of yours against Argentina, I think it was, when the little point to the try line at the same
there's
time.
There's so many, Tom, I can't remember them all.
They just all blend into
just,
one
yeah,
nowadays.
It's been a blur, to be honest.
Listen, it's been a while. I mean, we mentioned your international. You retired from international rugby 2 years ago, 1 year ago now.
International rugby. Yeah, 2015, that's a couple of years
2000
ago.
2000, okay, so a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But you were still playing top-level rugby towards the end of last year. You got a little bit of call up to help out.
Yeah, I helped the Scarlets out, which was my first professional team. I'd moved here for a couple of 6 months, and they needed some cover on the bench, which I obliged to, and enjoyed that. It was quite good fun. I ended up playing a bit longer than I expected, but yeah, to see the young guys coming through, and Wayne Pivac was coach, so he's the next Welsh coach, so it was quite nice to get insight to his philosophies, and it was a really good experience. Enjoyed it.
And you won the match for them, yeah?
Yeah, standard, isn't it?
Standard. Billy, listen, you are now a resident of the UAE, a married man, a father recently as well. Congratulations to all of that recent achievements and attainments as you start your life here in the UAE. What brought you to the UAE in the first place?
The wife, really. Didn't have much of a choice. So
change of scene.
Yeah, I think it's a great place to sort of start a family together as well. And she brought a business here, and it's a wonderful place. We've really enjoyed it, and we've settled in really well, and we absolutely love it. So it's a great place.
Mate, you're not one to sort of rest on your laurels. As I mentioned, you achieve so much during your international first class career as a rugby player, and it'd be silly for someone who's got such a wealth of knowledge and talent, of course, Philly, to turn their back on the game. So it didn't take long before you got involved again once moving here to Dubai. Talk to us about your role first and foremost up at the Dragons, up at Jebel Ali.
Yeah, that's kind of it's been great to be part of it. It's coming to an end now, so a wonderful club, great setup, great bunch of boys. It was a good sort of learning curve for me, and we'll see what it was. Nice sort of insight to obviously doing the academies with the young kids, and then having the older obviously adults as well. So it was a nice balance, learning, getting into the sort of the coaching world after rugby. I think you can be as good a player as anyone, but it's totally different going out there and coaching everyone, and I think it's a learning curve. So it's been a great experience this year, and I've loved it.
You go back to the team through coaching, also pulled on the boots a couple of times. It was well documented, you pulling on the boots at the Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens at the end of last year. Put that to the side for a moment. But alongside that, you've also put your name, that's Mike Phillips, to the academy here in the UAE. Now, there are other academies. There are other rugby clubs here. What sets the Mike Phillips Rugby Academy apart from others?
Well, I think I'm there. I'm constantly there. At the minute, The camps have been doing well, holiday camps for kids. We've been getting great numbers. Everyone's enjoying the experience and having lots of fun, which is the main thing. So we've got a half-term camp coming up at Fourmark School on the 20th and the 21st of Feb from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. So please, you know, if you've got kids and interested in rugby, or even if you're not, you know, it doesn't matter what level you are, if you're new to the game or if you are, you know, used to rugby, go on the website www.mikephillipsacademy.com and get involved. I'm sure you'll have lots of fun and get to meet me, which is great. It's all about having fun. Getting
you charged for selfies or not?
No. It's all about having fun, getting kids into rugby. Rugby's given me everything, and to sort of pass the knowledge that I've learned over the years, it's a great experience.
What about this? What sort of age group are you focusing on at the moment, and who will you be inviting down to the camp, the half term camp?
Everyone's invited, you know, boys, girls from the age of 4 to 5 to, I guess, around 12, 13.
Okay.
So a big scope, and everyone's involved, you know, get down there, get into rugby.
Is it skills-based or fun-based?
Skills-based, fun-based, and I think rugby gets a little bit of a negative knock in the media in terms of people. It's contact. It doesn't have to be. It's not. It's very safe. It's all about healthy living and skills, hand-eye coordination, fitness, agility, speed. You know, so it's got all those components which are great for kids growing up. And it's a wonderful game.
Yeah, and there speaks a man with just shy of 100 caps. And you turned out all right, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's given me everything, like I said. So, and even if you don't want to pursue it as you're going older, it's great for healthy living, getting out there with the ball in your hand, running around, playing lots of different games, learning through different variations of games, and developing your fitness and sporting life.
No.
It's The Agenda, your mid-morning phone-in, and the lines are now live.
Join the conversation on 04-871-5500.
Yeah, 4001 if you want to enter that one. 4001 if you've got any questions for former Wales and British and Irish Lions scrum half, and Mr. Mike Phillips, who's now a resident here in Dubai. He's now a man who's laid down roots here in more ways than one, including the Mike Phillips Rugby Academy. I mean, obviously, Mike, the academy focuses on school holidays with specific camps as well, but you've got courses that run throughout the year, do you?
Yeah, every Saturday morning from Fourmark School as well, the academy session. So please, you know, come down and join in the fun in that.
I suppose the ones at half terms and things like that are a good opportunity to bring new faces in and those that might be new to the game.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, obviously there's lots of clubs, and clubs do such a great work, lots of great work here. So we've had kids from all the different teams, and they come down and they're sort of mixed in, and they're making new friendships and developing their skills. And you know, like I say, you know, go back to your clubs and enjoy, and you've learned something, and you can take that back to your teams. And so it's a nice change of environment for them. And you know, myself, and I'll always get quality coaches in, and Aaron Persico's helped me a few times.
You know,
an ex-Italian international player. So, you know, I'm looking at high-quality coaches as well, and, you know, making sure the kids get the very best.
In terms of the sort of setup here as well, and you mentioned that you moved here recently, you've had an opportunity to sort of look at the sporting arena here. There's obviously the school set up, then you've got the club set up as well. Academy sort of sit in the middle as well. Is that something that you think needs to be evolved at the moment with regards to the balance of power between clubs and schools and otherwise, to make sure that talent is shared out at the moment?
Well, for my, as long as kids are getting involved in rugby in any...
In whatever way,
I think, as long as they develop that through, I think sometimes it's, the problem here is after the age of perhaps 16, they tend to perhaps don't pursue it as much, because where's the next stage from here? I mean, I don't know. So, but, you know, as long as they get involved in rugby in any format, I think it's... You know, there's so many different forms of the game, touch rugby now and everything. So I mean, the values that come with the game are second to none. And, you know, it's all about discipline, working hard and friendship. So it's a great sport to get involved in. And I think it's great for kids.
And that's the message, I'm sure, that you put to parents, because you mentioned earlier that rugby gets a bit of a bad press. A lot of parents might think it's a bit violent, a bit rough, etc. But that's what you try to instill in parents and children.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's all about discipline and, you know, even paying attention to to your coaches and having respect for the opposition and your friendships and building friendships and that's what it's about. It's not about whether you're going to go on and play international rugby, and it's about having those memories and learning those disciplines and doing it with a smile on your face and learning different skills, of course, but remembering as well, it's all about discipline and those core values of rugby, really.
It's the Mike Phillips Academy half-term camp. Remind us of the dates, Philly?
20th and the 21st.
20th and the 21st. So if you're free on those days, then make sure you get involved. And if people want to find out more?
Yeah, on the website, www.mikephillipsacademy.com. So sign up through that. Or the phone number direct is 055-2492-9995.
Get involved there. We'll post all those details up as well on our little feature for the best sports camps and best camps during half term as well. And I'm sure Mike will give you best rate. He'll give you Mike's mates rates as well. So don't worry about that. Very reasonable. get involved on the in that one. I can't let you go without asking about the Six Nations ongoing at the moment. Got underway last weekend, Mike. Three cracking games to open up proceedings. Obviously, England with that astonishing win against Ireland over in Dublin. Scotland started really well, finished really badly, but got the win. Let's talk about your beloved Wales, though. Left it a bit of a mark. Laid a marker down as well, because they looked impressive, certainly in that second half against France.
Yeah, typically, really, Wales, over the years, being typically slow starters in the Six Nations and managed to turn around in the second half, which is great for their point of view. And they've had a lovely week in Nice this week, preparing for the next game, Italy away. So, a tremendous win away from home. The first game in the Six Nations is always the toughest. Getting up to speed with international rugby again, and it's all about getting that win first up. The performance wasn't as complete as someone like England, but they'll go back now, they'll have an honest review, they'll be able to put their hands up in the team meetings and say, yes, I could have done this better, and they'll have a real honest look at it, and knowing when you've got that W, you can do it. It's much easier looking back on a game like that, and being honest with each other and moving forward. So they're in a great spot, and like you said, England's performance was amazing, really, beating Ireland away from home. Mm. Not many people expected that. So they're probably front runners now going into the next stages.
I mean, I know that you were one of the first names on the team sheet for Wales for so many years during the Six Nations campaigns as well. Since hang up your international boots back in, 2015, early 2016, now get the opportunity to kick back on a sun lounger here in Dubai, watch it on the big tee with your newborn alongside you as well, teaching him all the nuances of the game. But do you miss it?
No, not really. No. No, I think it's...
I
did it. I played the game in the right way, I think. And it gave me everything. And I was involved in international rugby from 2003, so it's a long, long time, and put a lot of effort into it. So, and your body knows when it's time to walk away. So, no, it was an amazing period, but it's, I don't miss it, no.
Great to have Mike here in Dubai. He is the kingpin of the Mike Phillips Rugby Academy, so make sure you get yourself online and book up for that half-term camp. Philly, I know you're heading on over to watch a bit of Six Nations over the weekend, so enjoy that. We'll definitely catch up when you are back here in the UAE. All the best with the half-term camp and, of course, the courses coming up for the rest of the year. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Do you mind if I play your try one more time? Is that okay?
Well, which one do you want to play? I don't know.
Just the same one, if that's all right. I couldn't put all 99 of them in there, mate.
Yeah.
Can I just play that one?
Yeah,
all right. On. Thanks very much indeed. We'll be back with the latest headlines straight after that.
Oh, the juggling. Devalas' intercession. No, surely it's going to be tried. Does Phillips have the leg?
Well, that's what they needed, but George North, just watch the supporting run of George North that takes both defenders away from Mike Phillips.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.